Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Exalt the Lord. Psalm 57, verse 11. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. When we stop and think about how great and glorious our God is, it causes us to praise his name, to exalt him, to lift him up and make him holy in our sight and in our life. I wonder how many times we focus more on the things that please us rather than the things that please God. Our one aim and our one desire should always be, how can I praise and how can I please the Lord my God? His praise should always be on our lips, but his word should always be in our heart, and our obedience should always be pleasing in his sight. No, that does not mean that we're going to be perfect in any way, shape, or form, but we certainly can do the things that the Lord gives us the strength to do. And when we fail, we can ask his forgiveness. As a small child comes to a father and asks to be forgiven, and the father puts his arms around the son, so when we come before the Lord and ask for forgiveness, he delights in sharing his love with us and his forgiveness with us. Exalt the Lord because he is so great, and yet he loves the likes of us. What joy that brings into our heart. It causes us to praise his name and exalt him forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the one who has always loved us. Before the foundation of the world, you loved us. Into eternity, you will love us. We can never escape from your love. And our desire, Lord, is to please you in everything that we do and say. And when we fail to love you or fail to obey you, Lord, we want to run to you quickly and ask for forgiveness and find that wonderful fellowship. You never leave us, but we leave you. And when we come back, you're always there, eager to receive us to yourself. Thank you for loving us when we're so unlovable so many times. Guide us and direct us throughout the days that lie before us, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.